is where real and virtual motorsport meet. From the ITA studio, to the paddock, to the sim rig. Pull up a chair, pour a drink. This is the Into the Apex podcast.
Into the Apex podcast.
Oh, look who's back. It's Bradley back in the remote studio. Look who's back.
I've been busy. I've been in places.
We've been
hanging out with our own Jason Bivens.
We told everybody where you were last week. Where were you? You were in Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
Say Viva Las Vegas.
Shut the hell up.
Oh yeah, no, I gave myself the
end. Yeah. You were in Vegas. I was also in Vegas last night, as was Patrick, but more on that maybe in a second. We were in Vegas, Pat.
No, we don't care about that. We don't care.
We were.
It's Patrick, Bradley, and me, Tyler, the magical trio. Rob is currently dealing with the Fukushima disaster of Prince Edward Island in his basement. So there's a little bit of flooding. What's going on, Patrick?
Oh, no.
Patrick, what's going on?
Is it too soon,
Don't
Patrick?
Worry about it. Keep going.
Don't worry about
it. Was it too soon? Yeah. Should we have referenced Noble instead?
No, that didn't involve a lot of water. No, Patrick, you're looking really sharp tonight in your Cadillac V t-shirt obtained in Daytona and your oval rim.
Yeah.
My compliments. Man. You're looking sharp.
I'm living the fucking American dream right here. I even got
Hypercar.
America. Fuck
it's
yeah.
got the WEC. You have the WEC Hypercar version of everything.
Yep.
I like it. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You got to go a little different.
You look like you've moved your camera a little bit. If I have to really get down in the, did you?
I was dusting and I accidentally.
Wait, what?
These are the small niche things that the audience
Jesus
hears.
Christ. Well, so my camera is like on top of my monitor on my rig. So what I was doing, the back of my monitor, I was dusting it because it was really dusty. Yeah. And I accidentally, when I was going over to the top of the monitor, I swept it over like.
Okay, so you knocked your camera askew.
4 inches, okay. But yeah,
4 inches.
Whatever. 4 inches is all you need.
This is what you came here to hear, everybody. Episode 173 episodes of Into the Apex. It all comes to a peak right now.
Yep, and this is where we get canceled.
Yeah, and
my dumb.
I want to note the wreath that's behind Patrick as well, but really, I don't think we need to go into that. Maybe somebody passed away. I don't know. I'm not going to.
That's what that looks like.
I think it's my parents or something.
Okay,
I don't know.
Oh, geez.
They're alive though.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it
no,
looks
no bad vibes.
Just saying,
bad
just
vibes,
saying, it looks like something that your coworkers would send you at a dark time in your life. That's all I'm saying. And you chose to put it behind your racing rig.
Well, that's because I'm hiding all the shit on my fucking dresser.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't want to see that. That's either. More. I'm not going to ask you about that.
Yeah, that's too personal. Yeah. I'm just dirty.
Yeah. Patrick.
More ways than one.
Well, everybody is. This is the last week on iRacing, and
it's the last dry week.
The last dry week, and that's really.
Man,
I mean,
how long have we been fucking dry, man?
I know.
We're crusty. We're barren as the Sahara Desert.
Is it just me? I mean, I know we're gonna react to this as soon as I assume next episode next week. I assume we'll have.
There's
something
been a active. Lot of teasers coming out now.
Yeah, the video that came out this week, a couple of photos today.
I have some critiques of the photos that came out today. The main one that we saw was of the Cadillac at Daytona in the rain, and I've seen a lot of the pictures in rain. Not. I mean, the videos haven't been as plentiful, but I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but some of these photos. There's just an uncanniness about the wheels touching the ground where it almost looks like they're floating, almost like ACC, where you don't see the weight of the car. And I don't know, am I wrong about this?
I
can see that there's a bit of an uncanniness where the wheels don't appear to be making contact.
Yeah, that's some R factor shit.
Yeah, R Factor. Yeah.
We kind of were talking about
that. I don't know. ACC, I see that as well because I have it on.
Like, yeah, I don't have that. So I don't have.
There's just a lack of weight. There's a lack of visual weight. The impression of weight.
So it could be that image. I guess we'll find out next week. I guess we'll.
Could be the reflection of the car, because one of the notable things graphically was the perfect reflection of the car in the rain or the wet track.
Yeah,
the wet surface.
Yeah. And yeah. It looked like, I mean, all of the pictures, just about all the pictures and the video particularly that came out this week where the spotter's like, something like, it's going to rain like this for a while. Sorry to Australian listeners who I've just offended with my poor recreation. But it looks like an absolute flood at Daytona. But I love that a lot of these images and teases are coming from Daytona Road Course, because it's what we said. The era of a dry, standard Daytona 24 big sim event is over. And if it's not, this doesn't drive it home any better. It's absolutely over. And you're going to have to approach the event differently. And for those that are super, super serious about that Daytona 24 on iRacing, like our guys, like all of us that are on this show, it means a lot to us. This whole year of this weather is going to be almost gathering information and practice and becoming skilled in the event that it rains at Daytona over 24 hours. And it may not. It didn't in the real life one for as long as we have gone the last 3 years. It's not rained really, has it? So you do all that prep and you kind of have to be prepped for the special events. If you're not ready for it and you're not decent at it, you're going to be at a disadvantage if it comes, but it may not come. I mean, this adds a whole new layer of practice necessary, because up till now for iRacing special events, usually the IMSA events or whatever, you're going to practice day, night. Really, all you're going to look for is, what's the temperature of the track? Can I deal with a hot slick track? Can I deal with a cool track at night? Can I drive in the dark? Well, now you got to be ready to drive at the daytime in the rain, at the nighttime in the rain, and any, you know, track state in between.
Imagine, I mean, based on your graphic capability, imagine now the issue of visibility in the rain, mist and spray of the other cars.
Oh,
it's a whole nother challenge.
Like you VR folks out there?
Yeah. Let's be honest. We're going to fry. Our computers are done.
Yeah. Time to go back to monitor, buddy.
I can't do it. Can't do it.
You can't do it? Rob did it. If he were here.
I'll walk away. Rob, I'll walk away from it all.
Walk away.
I think it's going to bring so many fucking challenges. And not just in the race, but in other ways, like, can anybody handle this shit? Like, honestly,
skill wise,
nobody can handle this shit as it is now.
That's the meme. That's been the meme out there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been the meme. I'm seeing more. So I've been stressing about it on this show for what, a year now or something. I mean, I've been pissing all over myself about this to the point that it's becoming a bit.
Have you now?
And I'm talking specifically about, not about the skill, but about the PC performance. Well, this week, I feel like all the
iRacing,
yeah,
Golden Shower Edition.
That
should be the name of this episode.
No.
The iRacing Golden Shower.
We're not there.
Nothing like some good piss.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Oi! There's a little golden shower coming. Well, I don't think it's going to start.
It's
going
to be like this for a while. Oh, I know.
It's going to be like this for a while.
Oh, I know. It's going to be like this for a while.
Nice and moist.
Yeah,
oh, no.
I can't wait for Bathurst.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know.
There's a little bit of brown coming.
Oh, no. It's going to thunderstorm. We're going to be red flagged. I don't know what that is. But where was I before you derailed me there? Yeah, I've been stressing, pissing, moaning about the PC performance in my little Best Buy 4 going on 5-year-old PC here, stressing about how it would do to the point it's become a bit. And I feel like on iRacing Reddit in particular this week, now that it is getting real. It's no longer hashtag soon and some kind of joke like, oh, they're going to sneak it in like an Easter egg, like it's some new Radiohead album or something. That's encoded. Yeah, it's been like 5 years. I know, it's sad. No, it's coming next week. We've got it. There's no doubt. There's going to be we assume nothing is going to fall out of the floor and, you know, prevent it from coming. So it's here, and now I'm seeing people talking at length about their concern about not just their PC or monitor, but I'm seeing a lot of VR stress, like we just said with you, Bradley. A lot of stress about frame rates once it starts to rain. However, just today I was voicing it to Rob, our resident IT fella, and he reassured me that if they haven't raised the minimum running requirements, then there must be some way to manage this.
Well, and that must be right. And I mean, they addressed too the fact that we're going to get probably not one, not two, but probably three or more new GT3 cars, and which means more limit to the cars. And they even mentioned and addressed that optimization was being worked on, and that they were confident that it would work for everybody.
That's a nice leap.
They cannot eliminate a quarter to a half of the base based on just this update. They just can't do that.
It really would shut some people out for a while. Yeah. I mean, I
don't think it's going to, I mean, it might not look that great.
Yeah.
Probably should upgrade, but it'll be playable.
Well, that's what you need. You need it to be runnable in a realistic sense. Like I understand, maybe I'm unique because I am really milking what I've got. Like I'm going to take these tires down to the cords. They're going to be slicks as road tires by the time I'm done. Like, I am running the shit out of it. My brakes are raw. Like, that's what I'm trying to do here. So I might be unique.
It's a nice way of saying you're a cheap bastard.
Yeah, I don't want to buy a new computer right now. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of shekels. Well,
it was a lot of money when I bought one. I bought one during COVID.
But you had a perfectly decent one. You didn't need to buy a new one. Well, you're a ruminator. You ruminate on, I need this. I need this. And then
now the 50 whatever graphics card series are coming out.
Yeah. See,
I'm in the 30s, so I need the newest
thing. I'm so not techie. Tech talk on the show is not my thing, not my forte.
And that's how Tyler ends up with a 2023 Toyota Corolla.
A 2023.
Yeah, like your next new car is just a random thing.
Just random car that I was told.
Yeah, yeah. Tyler's the guy that shows up to the lot.
No, I'm aesthetic.
Give me a new
car.
No,
I'm aesthetic when it comes.
But
to
you
it.
you don't research. You don't take knowledge in with you when you purchase.
You mean,
and that's
you
what
mean
you should do.
Edge myself for, example, for 6 months on YouTube.
Yes, because then you know what you're getting. For example, when you buy a computer, you should know what specs you need based on what you want to do. Not just go into Best Buy on a whim and walk away with whatever.
Well, I'm eyeballing
with a graphics card that's the half size or quarter size of a real one.
You're a quarter size of a real one.
You have a fake graphics card.
Excuse me.
Tyler has one of those PCs.
I can see
where the graphics card is like a half card.
I can see you on my screen right now with this graphics card, you ugly bastard. I see you nice and clear.
You'd see. Hey, whoa, stop there. You called him an ugly bastard, so I'll let everyone else.
Projection and reflection, Patrick. Projection and reflection.
Point out the obvious. Yes.
No, Sam's Club is where I'm eyeballing now, Bradley. Thank you very much.
That's the bargain spot.
It is, and they sell PCs with that look, you know, like they belong with iRacing.
But you don't base it on looks, Tyler. You base it on hard specs.
Okay, hard specs.
Not that's Tyler's test. His litmus test is that looks like it can run.
How many
iRacing
hard specs?
It looks like it can run at least 5 frames.
Yeah, hard specs. How many VR headsets do you have in your room right now, bud? How many VR headsets have we?
Technology is based on generation.
Technology is a fickle whore.
That
is true. It is true. Based on what is but it? What do you?
Tyler, you ought to research your whores, or you'll get it.
What are you on your fourth VR headset there, Mister?
The third
Mister,
one.
third one. Okay.
Nothing crazy. It's just three.
Just three.
They're like marriage.
They are like marriages. Yeah, apparently so. Jesus Christ.
Get past 5, you got an issue.
Yeah, it's getting to become the common denominator
Each one looks better than the last.
Each one.
It keeps getting better and better.
The one I have now is transparent. Know. I can see my room through this one. So Patrick has his oval wheel on. We did visit Vegas. How was Vegas? I mean, I know most of our...
I mean, it's not Vegas race hour, but it was fun. Race hour.
Yeah.
What was that?
Wolf Wayne Gordon. On its weight hour. We're going to Vegas this year.
No, it was fun. I would recommend it.
Do you see any remnants of Formula One?
Yeah, oh, lots of it. I drove by the F1 paddock a couple times.
How was that?
I mean, it's a cool building. It's all set up still. I mean, it's a nice big structure. That's all I could say about that.
Oh, you like nice big structures, do. Don't you, buddy?
You went to the Sphere.
Yeah, the Sphere was amazing. Was it? Actually, I would recommend it. Went to the Wynn, and there's a McLaren store there.
Yeah,
it was closed when I went.
Oh, so you didn't?
It was late.
Didn't buy anything.
I couldn't walk inside. No, it was. There wasn't a lot to buy. It was more like just a display.
Just look. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a lot of F1 stuff. I found it was a little too much money, but in the Flamingo, which was close to where I was staying, there was this little store that was selling really nice modeled Formula One cars that were actually remote control, and then they had a BMW M8 GTLM.
That's kind of aged.
Yeah, but it was really nice looking.
Why were they selling that? Was this like a kid's store or what?
It was just a souvenir
store
like just a random store.
Store for nerds with money?
Yeah. Well, the town became F1 central of the United States.
It definitely did. I mean,
basically, yeah, but overnight. I mean, it was a lot of F1 stuff there.
So you could tell
in the fan shop, in the souvenir shops, there was a lot of racing F1.
Yeah. I mean, I was listening to sports talk radio back when it was about to happen, and all the criticism of what hour they're going to run the race and the manhole covers and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like it permeated the city, and there's still some remnants of it until next year.
Well, I get the picture. The locals didn't like it.
They didn't. They didn't.
Yeah, it was horrible. And I will say this: there was a race while I was there. There was a fucking 10K. A run.
I mean, that's
a human race. That was
a human race.
They shut.
Boo.
Yeah, my last night there, they shut the entire length of the strip down, and the place went into fucking
chaos. To race humans?
It went into chaos. It literally took what should have been a 10-minute Uber ride, took like 40 minutes.
I'm so sorry for that.
Yeah.
Sounds terrible.
And everyone was upset about it.
Sounds so terrible.
Everyone was upset. So you can imagine what a Formula One race
was. The Uber driver upset?
Yeah, they kept having to make turns because they couldn't get onto the
trip.
Did
it cost you a lot extra for that?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Well, that's where it all matters. It's all about the money right there.
Well, via Vegas, you dollar per minute is what you should calculate.
Oh, really?
In Vegas, yes. Everything is, you're going to pay for.
Did everybody. You come away with a net total or a net loss?
It's hard to say because you just lose track. But I won a fair amount, I will say that. Most of the times I would play table games, I would walk away with more money than I started. The slots are what ate me up.
Oh, okay. So you remember the wins and you forget the losses. So you really
don't. That's true. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Would you,
you go in assuming you're going to lose your entire amount that you plan on betting.
Would you envision, so we've been saying that a North America US based sim racing expo would be amazing, and not to take away from the one in Germany, but just accessibility wise.
It would do well. There's a lot of expos in Vegas. I was there for a different type of event, which was an expo, and not related to racing, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And there were other ones. There was two other ones going on while we were there. We saw the credentials people had. Mm-hmm. There's so many convention centers at each of these hotel and casinos. They have gigantic expo.
Could you foresee a bunch of a massive group of sim racers traveling? I mean,
you could get people to it if it was in Vegas in particular, just because of the draw of the area.
It's Vegas.
Yeah, and there'd be so many opportunities. You'd have to probably go off season.
I would like the End of the Apex podcast poker tournament, please. That would be cool.
Yeah.
You don't sound that interested with that, yeah. Patrick?
I don't know how to play poker.
Oh, gee. Well, we're going to teach you. We're going to teach.
I'm not a real man.
Okay.
Let's just throw some crap.
Yeah, just play some. Are you a slots player, Patrick?
Yeah, penny slots.
So you're a grandma.
Oh, yeah. I'll bring the coin purse and
you
all.
You play the grandma game.
Why not?
And you smoke a little Marlboro as you sit there?
Yeah, it's shit. Alcohol.
That's the thing I didn't like.
Fupa hanging over
Patrick,
on your
I didn't
lap.
Like. The only criticism I had of casinos that I didn't like is that people smoked in them.
Smokers are lame.
Yeah, you dirty
smokers.
Right? Go to your predetermined square a mile away.
Would you eat?
If
we had a Sim Expo out there, I mean, we're not going to single-handedly form it, my God. But if there was one, we would go. Somebody out there listening with resources and things of that nature, let's get this going. Patrick, would you take a boatload of gummies and hit the strip with us? and our brethren from.
Have you been to Vegas, Patrick?
No, I've been to Reno. No. I haven't been to Vegas.
What's the Reno for?
Yeah, I was traveling for work, and where's I the body there buried? The yeah,
Reno, Jesus, who goes
where's,
to Reno?
Where's the body disposed?
Good Lord,
I was going
to go. Go ahead, Patrick.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say I've been to Area 51.
I was going to say I wanted to go to the extraterrestrial highway so bad.
You were not that far from it.
I was not that far.
Yeah, storm it.
Yeah.
No, Patrick and I were in Vegas just last night. Thank you very much.
We don't want to hear about this
on iRacing, Pat.
We don't want to hear about
in
that.
We
don't
want to hear about. Oh, nobody wants to hear about. Oh, what we did.
Yeah.
But we,
ladies and gentlemen, the segment of what did Tyler and Patrick race?
What are you racing this week?
Nobody
what
cares.
What are you driving this week? How'd it go?
What is it?
Give us the ins and outs. Break it down. I know.
This reminds me of Race Hour with Frank Gordon.
Everybody, I know nobody else was there, but I don't get emails of complaining about me talking about this, so I know everybody likes it.
Because they tune out as soon as they
don't. No, I just want to say it as an aside that I strapped on my...
All right, record that.
I hooked up my oval rim onto my Fanatec base.
Continue.
Jumped into NIS, NASCAR iRacing Series at Vegas Oval for the first time in a long time. It's been a long time since I did that. Patrick was out there, Cody Richardson, Jerry Isaacs, a lot of guys known to the ITA listeners and family. And coming in, now granted, with setups that are designed by our setup alliance, led by Cody, who we'll be seeing in just a couple months at Indianapolis. The setups were fast as shit, and anybody that listens that does anything with NIS, you probably recognize the Mad Sim Racing guys out there in the top splits dominating, because those are legit setups. But I finished second, had a time of my life on a Wednesday night in NIS, and I haven't had so much fun in oval racing since COVID, when I would wake up and all I could do because everything was closed was get on iRacing. And I'm like, I'm telling you, there's something oval racing. It's like I got away from it. It's what brought me back into iRacing. And it's like I need to enjoy it. I watched Daniel Suarez and I watched that Atlanta finish. People are kind of hand-wringing about, oh, it sucked. It was good. It sucked. It was good. But, I mean, hey.
Well, my thoughts on – well, I'm not going to get into my thoughts on that race, but it brought a lot of people in from the ending, yes. And it should have, because that was an amazing – one of a kind ending. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like even when we joined, there was like 600
on a Wednesday
people.
Night.
Yeah, Wednesday, what, 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
You say an oval's popular?
I mean, of course, certainly in North America. The voice, and I've said this before, the voice chats under cautions, pure gold entertainment.
Oh,
well, yeah, that's always
pure gold.
Wow.
Yeah. Somebody, I mean, it's juvenile shit. Obviously, it is always so. Last night I'm racing in NIS. Some low. I mean, it's not a high split. I'm about 1500 on I rating on ovals, and that's an old I rating. Like I'm certainly rusty, and I'm, you know, got to knock the rust off. Which I finished second, so maybe I did. But you're under, you know, fifth caution or so, and you're just pacing and hanging out, and guys are on there talking about Denny Hamlin, saying if. Making jokes, giving some one-liners about Denny Hamlin. One guy says, Denny Hamlin has my best line ever in NASCAR. And without missing a beat, some other guy says, I'm gay. I'm like, oh, geez. Homophobic NASCAR crowd.
He could be.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's fine. But
it's his choice, man.
It's not exactly the vibe you hear when you're in IMSA or VRS Sprint. You don't really hear that. Everybody's
there's a lot more wanker talk.
There's wanker talk and that type. Like there's just upset overtaking and blue flag. What mostly?
But the race continues. There's no downtime.
Yeah, your nose is down. Like you're not. There's no time to be as juvenile as some of the oval. But it's fun. It's if you take it for what it is, it's entertaining to listen to. Like some of the jokes are funny. Some of them are crude and whatever. But it's the fucking internet, so it's you get what you pay for. It's cost of doing business, right? So
yeah,
I don't know
exactly.
I don't want to go too much into, as always, what I did, what we did on iRacing this week. Oh, la di da. Yeah, but
who gives a fuck?
I mean, it's interesting because I was on there listening, and those guys who you can probably assume a lot of them don't touch the road cars, just like some road guys don't touch the oval cars. So they're talking about rain under one of the cautions in a way that I've not heard before, which they were bitching, and yes, I will say bitching, about the damage model for the next gen. And I don't know exactly what the problem is because I've not raced it other than this one time. But they were like, oh, we're getting all this rain. It's going to start raining on the oval. We're going to have red flags. Instead of doing rain, maybe they should develop this damage model. Like some of these guys look at the rain as just almost a non-event. Like some of these, some iRacers are not going to touch. They're really not going to touch the oval. Rain. Yeah, it's not. So this is a huge
deal. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad?
It is sad. Though? It is sad. Like there's a group of people in iRacing that the rain means jack shit to. They might fuck around with it, but in competition, it doesn't mean anything really to them.
The thing I don't understand is why do they think the rain really affects them in a racing standpoint if they're doing just ovals?
Well, they were joking. They were
NASCAR joking. Doesn't race on
right. Ovals. They were joking in my split, saying, "Oh, we're going to have to sit for 3 hours in our sessions for red flags." Obviously, they're joking.
I hope so because
I mean I don't I mean at some
I've heard some dumb fucking. Oh, shit.
I mean yeah, there's some dumb comments, but. I mean, we know that we have our initial slate of cars that are ready for rain on iRacing, but we know that NASCAR has developed in ways that the three of us in our youth, we never could have envisioned, which was road courses with rain tires and rear flashing red lights and wipers. That would have been unheard of when we grew up watching NASCAR, because we all three did. And So there are rain tires for NASCAR, and there's a setup for it. So can we see these next gen cars getting rain prepped for road courses? I think absolutely we will.
Well, it's I think if I'm not mistaken, there's been a couple races already in the rain.
Yeah, COTA legendary, that nasty wrecks in COTA in the rain a couple years ago, eh?
Yeah,
nasty wrecks.
Yeah, yeah. I think like the first road course races when they go to COTA in I think March or April.
Yeah.
But like that's usually probably for me, it's the most exciting because yeah, there is that extra element. What if it is fucking rain?
Yeah, and these are stock cars.
And then they're stock cars, but they are perfectly equipped to race.
Well, Bradley, did you not several years ago watch Xfinity in the rain at Charlotte Roval?
I did. It was really a great.
How was it?
Oh, it was a good race. I mean, it was cold.
That was 2020 or 2021. When was that?
2020. It was October.
Yeah, you were at the COVID
opening events. Yeah, it was one of the first events. It was my first.
IMSA race. Groundbreaker!
Yeah, it was during a hurricane.
You can say you went to watch IMSA at Charlotte Roval. Not many people can say that. Yeah.
In the rain.
It's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. It was my first IMSA race.
But yeah, Bradley, you saw it up close. I don't think I've watched Xfinity at Indianapolis road course, but it never rained. But those are fun things. They're fun to watch at road courses. But yeah, I could see iRacing having those cars ready at some point. Is that a priority for that crowd? Probably not. Like they're clearly the IMSA cars were number one, I think. GT3s especially. And then you throw in that LMP2 and those GTPs and you're really in good shape for a while. Like they can kind of, I think they can coast the rest of this year. If they don't give us any more cars this year, I mean, we're going to have our hands full with maybe Sebring, and let's table that. But definitely Watkins Glen, the Spa 24, the Indy 8 are coming up or whatever, or what is it, Indy 6, the IMSA event coming up. Petit Le Mans, like all these events throughout the year, a lot of these special events are going to be weather included based on the car selection.
Yeah.
The one I'm
happy about is actually Nürburgring, if you think
about it. Oh, yes. But it's going to have, actually, will it have the weather? All the cars, the Porsche Cup is not prepped.
All the tracks will have it.
No, but.
All the tracks will have it, but not all the cars.
Well, you could run GT3, but yeah, Nürburgring 24 will not.
The Nürburgring has cars in it that are not on the list to be rain ready.
Yeah, so the Nürburgring 24 won't have rain.
You have to assume. We have to assume that. And I mean, somebody correct me if we're missing something here, but
they're not going to throw cars that can't drive. Exactly. In the rain.
Yeah. And that's what I wanted to mention, and we mentioned it a little bit in the past couple of weeks, and we're going to continue this episode.
Sebring, though. Sebring, it's all on.
Yeah, that's what I was going to – well, that's the question. First, I'll say we're going to continue the episode uninterrupted with an ad break this week because Bradley wants to race.
I want
to race. So thank you to our supporters, Javiki Agency and Great Hire, Alien Awards, PKC, and so on. No, I wanted to bring up, do we think that Sebring is going to be all hands on deck on weather? Are they going to delay it? I've not read that that's confirmed.
No, they're not going to delay it. All the IMSA cars have rain. Why would they not employ rain into Sebring?
Or the possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But people are not going to be very well practiced. Could that be a recipe for a shit show at the Sebring?
Bring place? It on. Bring it
Sebring's
on.
Sebring's hard enough.
Bring it
and
on.
And it's Florida.
I have a feeling, though, with, like, week 13, with, like, you know, after the update comes in and it's all downloaded and, like, the week 13 races, like, it's all going to be rain. Yeah.
Practice, like, hosted sessions, you're going to see a lot of rain coming up here.
I'd say even the official week 13.
Yeah, well, they actually confirmed that that's going to be the case. There will be a week 13 aspect that highlights the rain. So I assume it's going to be a series or something that is rain. And guys, we are days away from this. Days away from this.
Sorry.
That's what Patrick thinks about it. He's got his oval rim still attached. He's still going to do some Vegas NIS.
Maybe.
What is your concern? If you're not good at this, like if you just can't, if this rain is just impossible, are you going to get frustrated at a point and be like, I'm not excited, I'm just going to do something else? Like, how do you feel? What about that? What if that happens?
I honestly haven't even thought about it that much.
You have no expectations for how it will feel.
It's just going to take practice. Just turn practice laps.
Yeah, it's everyone's going to be beginners again.
Yeah, and in each car as well. It's going to matter.
What? So what do you guys do if you're trying a track for the first time and you just can't figure it out? It's a track that's new to you and you want to race.
Low confidence. Yeah.
If I don't know it.
At what point do you give up? Do you give up or do you say I'm...
That'll change how you prepare for a race because you need to be ready for two different states of track.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a lot more.
Really, more than that. I mean, you could have a downpour. You could have a damp track, like a tacky track. I'm dying over here. You could have, I mean, you know what I mean, though? There's various states of wet.
Yeah, a cold, wet that's track.
Right?
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, like if you're at spa.
But yeah.
Yeah, if you're at spa, you're going to be misted upon.
Nice little mist.
It's kind of scary in a sense because you could have your best wet drivers if there are going to be such things at some point this year. Now that this is here, you can have what you would call your best wet drivers, or maybe you'll end up calling yourself that. And then you could be in a completely dry section of the race in your stints, and then you're bubbling full of a teammate has to go out there and drive in the downpour.
And you can see it coming.
Well, the strategy is like at some point, yes, the clear strategy, and it maps on the real life as well, I'm sure, is that you make decisions regarding somebody getting out of the car before they otherwise would.
So, what is that? So, say, for example, the weather's volatile and you're in a long endurance race, and some people like Tyler want to go to the gym, but maybe say Tyler is the best rain driver we have. That means you need to be available more often.
Yeah.
You need to have your people ready to go in case of a quick rainstorm or something changes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to change the entire dynamic of endurance racing.
Well, you're going to have to know the forecast there. You're going to have to know the forecast.
And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it does give you like an hour by hour type thing, right?
And a radar. I hope so, yeah.
And a radar.
Yeah, we need all of
it. It gives you percentages, forecast. And a reliable radar.
We're going to need to be, yeah. I mean, somebody needs to be responsible for studying that radar, monitoring changes. Yeah.
Yeah, there's eyes on it at all times.
Patrick, you're being sent to meteorology school.
No, you don't want my
weatherman
dumbass.
Weatherman Patrick.
No.
Patrick Stein. Cloudy with a side of gummies.
Oh.
No.
We'll put Patrick in front of a green screen.
Yeah, you want to be in front of
Patrick's going to be the new Jim 10 Cantori.
Jim 10 Corey, is that what you're going to say?
Yeah. Patrick Steiner.
Steiner.
Fucking wankers.
No, I mean this is it this week. This is it. This is where we are. All this time. I hope it doesn't disappoint everybody. I mean, they put extra time into it.
They say it's not going to disappoint. That's what they are adamant about.
Yep.
I mean, have they done like has been any like soup like big beta testing with like the professional guys? Like,
who?
I'm sure there has been.
Impossible for us to know.
I'm sure they've tested with large crowds.
Well, I mean, cars. Yeah, I mean, I look at like the Lamont Ultimate crap that
and they it had gave some out bumps that. In the road. Yeah.
Yeah, but they let all the like streamers. Yeah, and stuff
they call it. Well, they everybody, but they call it the pre-release. So then you're off the hook. You just say, well, okay, there were problems. We called it a pre-release. We're okay. No big deal.
I just wonder if they did something like that for
that would be very top secret because.
It's not like it's a new game they're releasing. It's just an update.
Well, but we've been seeing images of this for how long now? A year?
A while.
A year? Yeah. Over a year? Like, this is... I posed the question, could it be a letdown? I don't believe it will be myself. I don't say that to mean that I think it will be. I think it's going to be good as its own product. I think individual experiences will vary, my own included, and that's what we've already talked about, which is technology on our end as the user. I think any issues will come with our end. I mean, they'll figure out issues. Maybe I'm sure there'd be something, but I don't know. It's going to be a big period of days on the service. It's going to be certainly probably the most active week 13 because. I don't know about you guys or anybody out there listening. I mean, week 13, I typically will use week 13 to just kind of chill out and reset. I don't do a lot of racing on week 13. I really don't. I just kind of rest and take it as an off week. But not this time.
Yeah.
Not this time.
No. Well, this is going to, I mean, I know most of the races don't count week 13, but.
But you're going to want to know, like, this is going to be a whole new thing to unravel. And then for those competing in Sebring, you have to assume that you're going to need to develop some skill because of all places to go for the next event, weeks after this release, it's Sebring, which is bumpy, uneven surface if there's going to be wet. And it's in Florida, so if it's realistic weather, it's probably going to rain over 12 hours.
Yeah,
it's,
for a random 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's probably going to rain, if not the whole thing, at some multiple points, like you say. So, man, what a recipe for chaos. But I'm okay with it. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with it, but it's, you know, can't really, don't know, have any expectations, so fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Have you guys decided what car you're going to be racing in 12?
Ferrari.
Yeah, Bradley's in the Ferrari. I'm going to be in the Cadillac GTP, I think.
Ooh, me too.
Yeah, me too. With your shirt. You can wear your shirt while you drive it. Or not. The choice is yours.
I wear my team shirt or hell.
Patrick's more of a skins guy.
Yeah, you're a shirt.
Yeah, more of a skins guy.
So your shirts are skins? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Shirts are skins. If anybody did that with you in elementary school, somebody check on that fella. He's on the loose. Yeah.
Hopefully it wasn't at a Catholic school. Yeah.
Oh, we can't end on that note. Jesus Christ. What do you got, Bradley? Oh, Bradley's pointing to his wrist. You just say it. Jesus.
It's time to race.
This isn't the NBC Nightly News. So
I can talk about my escapades in the track like you.
That's fine. Yeah.
With Waste Hour, with Frank Gordon.
Yeah, Bradley had the gall to come into this studio tonight and say, I have a race in 2 weeks. I'm like, motherfucker, you have been having the time of your life in the entertainment capital.
Well, no,
I was
sick for the week before.
Oh no.
What? Notice how he was the last one to come in, and then he said, oh, I want to
race. Gotta get out of here. Tell the people.
I'm the last one to show up.
Tell the people what you want to race so badly.
I want to race the only thing I can race this week, which is VRS at COTA.
Do you really like that? Is that exciting to you?
I do. I do enjoy COTA, actually. Well, I do.
IMS is at Sebring, Silverstone.
Yeah, we're not doing
Silverstone is widely considered terrible to compete in.
Awful.
Hey?
I would agree.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, on that note,
Bradley wants to close the show. Bradley, I'll throw it to you. Give us, close us out there, bud.
Yeah, bud.
Thank everybody. Thank the sponsors and everybody for listening.
That was a good show. We thank all the sponsors for their support, especially PepsiCo and
Wonder Bread.
Wonder Bread.
Adam and Eve.
Yeah. The Adult Emporium off of Exit 22.
In West Virginia.
Manscaped.com. Yeah.
Southern Exposure in Bluefield, West Virginia.
Shoney's.
Butt Plugs Express.
Shoney's,
and primarily Shoney's, because damn good popcorn shrimp when you're in fifth grade.
I know. Do you want a Pepsi out of a plastic cup with bald ice? Yeah. Go to Shoney's.
Do you want a waitress that calls you Shug? Go to Shoney's.
Go to Shoney's.
Oh man. Well, I guess that's it then. Enjoy Coda, you bastard.
I will.
You've been listening to Into the Apex
from Mad Sim Racing Media.
Check out the show's upcoming road trips and join the community at intotheapex.com.